The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
Why don't you go ahead and cue Betty?
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland.
Hi, Super Betty here. You know me, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 164 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Freezing our nipples off for Monday, January 28th, 2019. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with a TP segment. Take it away, guys. Super Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
Where can we come up with that title?
Freezing our nipples off. Because it's cold out. It's cold out for everybody. It's cold out for me. It's cold out for you.
You got it, Anthony.
It's cold out for Betty.
You got it, Joe.
See, she's all out of sequence and everything, so... That's what's happening with Betty.
Me too. I feel like I'm out of sequence.
Are we out of sequence?
Yes.
Are we on the right sequence?
Well, it's just been a long day. And folks, we've got a show for you tonight. We've got weather galore.
We do have weather galore, don't we?
We've got website follies.
Oh, do we have website follies?
Yay! Ezel is in there! Yes!
Did Ezel make it in?
He made it!
Hi, Ezel. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Folks, we've got a fun show. And Anthony, how was your day?
My day was pretty good. Apparently, well, it's gotten even better now that we know that the chat room has passed the Ezel test. And that's the important part. So, my day was good. It was quiet for a Monday, which was kind of surprising. But yeah, it wasn't. It was cold this morning. It was really chilly. It wasn't as cold as you. Trust me, I'm not trying to diminish the ridiculousness of cold that you guys were dealing with this morning. But it was it was chillier too. I think it was like 42 when I woke up this morning. And that's cold for Florida.
That is way cold for Florida. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like this whole mess of winter is just blown up on us, and it's crazy.
And then we're going to be up in the 80s by the weekend.
And we'll be up in the 40s by the weekend.
Isn't that ridiculous? It's just absolutely ridiculous. But that's how it goes, I guess.
It puts a stress, though, on our systems, that's for sure.
That's true.
Today, I had a dental appointment.
Did you now?
Yep. It's kind of been regular. Every 6 months, I get my teeth checked and cleansed and polished and all that good stuff. And
well,
right afterwards...
Good. That's good.
I had some delicious blueberry pancakes, which was kind of a highlight of my day.
The blueberry pancakes was the highlight of your day?
Well,
after,
it is
after you got your teeth cleaned? So you got them all nice and shiny and white and everything, and then you went ahead and ate blueberries.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. That's how it works. Wow. So, yeah.
So Anthony, we got some station announcements.
Do we have a station announcement? Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Like we
I
got
guess
a voicemail.
We got... Okay, hold on. Let me...
You have one new and two old messages. Press 1 for new messages. First message.
Hey, this is Nick White. This message is for Betty. What happened, Betty? I don't hear you on the voicemail anymore. Anyways, I'll submit some receipts soon. I gotta be reimbursed for my travel expenses, and I gotta go. Bye.
Press 3 for advanced options.
Yep.
Press 5. Message deleted. No more messages. Goodbye.
All right. Well, Dick White's going to be waiting around for a while for that expense check, but, you know. That's what happens sometimes, you know. Where has Dick White been, anyway? Do we know? Where's
he been?
He's
been all over the place. I think he's the one that unleashed this polar vortex crap that we're getting.
That could be. That's always possible. Dick White has been known to
be
a troublemaker.
By the way, folks, we don't have a persona for Dick White that we can stick in our brand new shiny chat room on our brand new shiny .org website. You, Lady Lemon, and all fair creatures like
that. And all fair creatures.
Can visit us at www.chiampa.org.
Yep.
And if you listen to an old episode and you still hear the .info, that's okay. If you type that in too, it'll carry you right on over to where you need to be.
It's amazing what technology can do nowadays.
And we have a fancy new chat room because Chatwing is no more. They just went up and stopped.
Yeah, they just one day they just stopped working.
You know, and you even said this, that's the problem with the cloud is when the company decides no more, you're screwed.
Yep. you build your business around this cloud model of shit that's in cyberspace, and then when the company goes belly up or gets bought out, guess what, motherfuckers? Goodbye. Yeah. You know,
maybe Ezel's on something. He's talking about the clay people dancing in the sand. And maybe we need to shift from the cloud to the sand.
we'll have to put a pin in that one.
So anyways, you can get in touch with us by calling 813-327-8566. And if you carefully listen to the prompts, you too can leave a crazy voicemail message and we might play it on the air.
Or something.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. And you can visit us at facebook.shyampa.org. And Anthony, what you got for us in the weed corner?
Well, the weed corner first needs to be... Ezel's right. We all need a toke.
Oh, yeah. Database Exceso Mundo.
Exceso Mundo de Databaseo. All right, let's all do it. I'm still on my hybrid strain right now, so let's do it. I'll be switching to indica at the commercial break. It's so much different when you use a vaporizer nowadays. Like, there's no bubbly sound, there's nothing. So you know, we gotta hit the button. Well, Joe.
I need some fizzy, bubbly water.
Yeah, poor Joe. So anyway, all right, weed corner. I need a drink. So, let's see, on the weed corner. This one comes from High Times. And this is relates to the Connecticut's approach to making or having decriminalized. I believe it's a decriminalization. Legalization that would require marijuana for adults 21 years and older has been slowly advancing in Connecticut, but an association of groups raised their voice last Wednesday in the state capitol. Their concern, of course, is the children. Activists like Madison Youth Services' Scott Cochran claim that the, quote, new products will evolve that are especially appealing to young people. The presentation also included the voice of a Yale School of Medicine psychiatrist that claimed that states with regulated cannabis have the highest rates of teen marijuana users in the country. Of course, let's spread some shit around with those facts, because technically a 2017 study, National Survey of Drug Use and Health, found that the rate at which adolescents were using cannabis has actually fallen in the post-legalization years. So, yeah, where'd you get those facts? Connecticut is already a medical marijuana state. In 2012, a medical marijuana program was approved, and last August, the state voted to expand the program, adding 8 new health conditions that allowed people aged 18 and over to qualify. Small-scale marijuana possession has also been decriminalized in the state since 2011, when Connecticut eliminated the threat of jail time for possession of small amounts of weed. So we'll have to keep our eye on Connecticut and see what happens. Not a good week for weed. Maine's cannabis legalization timeline goes up in smoke. This is from Leafly. Maine rescinded a Los Angeles consultant's winning bid to help craft the rules about key issues such as sales and packaging of marijuana last Friday. The current administration felt that the bid awarded to Botec, which took place during a previous administration, would not have withstood the appeals process, and felt that starting the process over is the swiftest way forward and the most profitable. Just another setback for the implementation of legalized pot in a state where voters decided to go legal in 2016. So it's almost been 3 years now. Maine officials have hoped the rules would be ready by April for Maine's busy summer tourism season. Right now, it's only legal to grow and gift marijuana for recreational use in Connecticut. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Joe, back to you.
Wow. So, folks, I don't really have anything prepared tonight to kind of talk about in terms of opinions and such. But I did want to kind of ask you, Anthony, anyone that you know or such is having a conflict of interest with the general world stage and their family and parents and folks and such. And if not, that's okay.
I guess I'm trying to figure out what are you poking at?
Well, I'll just go on to say I've been having some difficulties in my familiars political things. And, you know, it's kind of a tough thing. You know, I decided I'm going to write a letter, an actual handwritten letter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Something that's a little bit better thought out.
Than a Facebook message?
Yep. Than a Facebook message or a video message. Yeah.
We'll okay.
See where we go with that.
I think that...
Why can't we all smoke together? I believe it. You know what, Izel? You are so right.
I agree as well, Izel. Who can you believe, weed or no weed?
Right.
That's a good question.
Wow, I got 4 minutes.
Well, don't get too ahead of yourself, because, you know, we at least need a minute and a half for the random news story, which ain't so random. So
wow. That's been a Joe's Corner. Do you have an opinion that closely aligns with Joe's? Or is it more like, what the fuck? What the hell was that all about? Well, we'd love to hear. Stop by now in the chat room at shyampa.org. Or sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.shyampa.org. And you can always old school it in your vintage 1943 phone booth you have at home.
A cellophane will do, too. Call 813-327-8566. And now, it's time for something fun.
What's that?
The dictionary thingy.
Oh, okay. I thought you said fun.
So what's better than chipped skipper and a biscuit? It's discovering a new word.
Yay.
Today, Joe is going to pick a word at random from his 1983 The American Heritage Dictionary and tell you all about it. Okay, here we go!
Where are we going to find a word? All right. Okay.
Don't pick one you've already used before.
The word that we have chosen for today is contrary-wise. Contrary-wiz. Huh? It is spelled C-O-N-T-R-A-R-I-W-I-S-E. Contrary-wiz. Wise. Wise. Contrary-wise. And that word, Anthony, means oppositely, on the contrary. It's an adjective.
I see.
You know, it's funny. That is a completely word chosen at random.
And that is a random word, all right.
But it sort of fits today's, you know, state of mind.
Have you been au contrary?
Oh, yeah.
Contrarize.
I think Roger's got something he wants to say.
Go ahead, Roger.
If you didn't know it, and if you did, pip pip for you. Anyway, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today is Monday, January 28th, 2019, and it is National Have Fun at Work Day, National Kazoo Day, National Blueberry Pancake Day, Data Privacy Day, National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Now, before Joe stuffs himself with blueberry pancakes and Anthony destroys all the bubble wrap, going to push a quote-unquote button that stimulates a quote-unquote spinning wheel that
wrap.
Joe quote-unquote spun, I quote-unquote think, I think, no, I really do. Boy, take it away, guys.
All right, where's the wheel? Let's go ahead and roll it in here. All right, there you go. Oh. Oh, goodness.
I picked the right one.
Apparently you did. This one comes from the Orlando Sentinel. Yeah, it usually tends to be Florida stories in the random wheel, apparently. The Tallahassee Democrat obtained photos of a newly elected Florida Secretary of State, Michael Ertl, wearing blackface as a Hurricane Katrina victim at a Halloween party in 2005. The photos were directed to Governor Ron DeSantis' office last Thursday morning. To wit, the governor's office announced his resignation, Michael's resignation, just a few hours later. The Tallahassee Democrat reported that the photos were taken 2 months after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and the Gulf Coast in August of 2005, leading to an estimated 1,836 deaths. Michael, 49, had been appointed Seminole Supervisor of Elections just a few months earlier by the Governor Jeb Bush. He had previously served as a spokesman for Seminole County and the County Sheriff's Office. Michael told the Tallahassee Democrat that he was the man in the blackface and red lipstick, wearing earrings and a New Orleans Saints bandana and falsies under a purple t-shirt that had Katrina victim written on it. Michael would not talk to the paper about the circumstances surrounding the photo. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And from archive.org, the Daily Apple Tech News Show with Tom Merritt, and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Medelucero. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule. By the way, if you have a hot tip for the Cheyenne Radio News or Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566 or leave us a message at facebook.kiampa.info.
Yeah,
back to you, Joe.
Betty. Out.
Oh. Damn. Well, thanks, Betty. And now, it's time for Cheyenne's weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport. And well, Anthony, it certainly is winter in Chicago. Temperatures are going to plunge this week before they recover back to something less frozen. Stay tuned, I'll tell you more about it after I give you the current conditions. Unless you're listening live, it's currently not light. Snow, fog, and mist at a chilly 17 degrees. The dew point is at 14 degrees and the humidity is at 88%. And that gives us a wind chill of 1 degree. Winds are howling out of the west at 17 miles per hour, gusting to 26 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is only 1.5 miles. So that's kind of nasty. If you're only rated for visual flight rules, you're not flying tonight.
You're not going nowhere.
You are commercial. In a commercial plane.
There you go.
Tonight, Monday night, snow with a chance of flurries before midnight. Then a chance of flurries after 1 a.m. Patchy blowing snow before midnight. Low around zero. Wind chill values as low as negative 14. Tuesday, light snow, likely with intermittent snow showers afternoon. Partly sunny and cold, with the temperature falling to around negative 1 by 10 a.m.
Fuck.
Negative 1.
Fuck.
Wind chill values as low as negative 24.
Fuck.
Breezy with the west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. Tuesday night, a chance of flurries before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around negative 108. It's going to feel like it. Wind chill values as low as 1,490,000,000. Breezy with the west wind around 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 billion miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near negative 11. Wind chill values as low as negative 46. Breezy with the west wind 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around negative 17. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25 plus R2 times 2 miles per hour. And that's Chicago weather, which is going to be frigid as fuck.
Frigid
hey,
as fuck.
Grab your favorite device and tune in to Headphone Meditations with John DuBose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. Be sure to visit cheyenne.org for our complete broadcast schedule. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
A loose moose. A visitor to a Colorado ski resort captured video of a moose charging at panic skiers and snowboarding.
Oh my.
Lauren posted a video to Instagram showing what happened when she and her husband were visiting the Breckenridge Ski Resort. Lauren said the encounter, took place around 2:30 p.m. on the 4 o'clock run. I guess it's part of the experience. You get your money's worth, you get an experience, you get an encounter. About half a mile from where the trail splits off to return to the gondola. The photographer said she and her husband first spotted a crowd of onlookers before they noticed the people were watching a bull moose in the middle of the run.
Oh my.
She said the moose started charging after only a few seconds. Lauren said she believes the moose charged the crowd because people were not following proper protocol for wildlife encounters. We're familiar with the dangers of moose, especially. And I feel like, as a local, it's our responsibility to try to educate people about moose and keep them safe if we can, she told the Summit Daily. If you see a moose, don't walk up to it. Don't approach it, she said. You get the hell away from there and leave them alone.
She said no one was injured in the moose encounter. It could have been really bad. I feel like we all got super lucky.
Doesn't sound like the most unusual or time weather
advice. Sounds like something
advice.
Florida people would do.
Anybody should do. Walk the... Get the fuck away from it.
Right?
Look at the moose. I couldn't go in a turtle.
There we go.
Ooh, damn. Oh no, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Hopeless romantics, excited for the famous candy hearts with messages like "Be mine and kiss me," will be heartbroken this Valentine's Day. Sweethearts, a Valentine's Day tradition since they first hit the market in 1901, will be missing from store shelves this year. We look forward to announcing the Sweethearts relaunch for the 2020 Valentine's season, in which they will proudly indicate which political candidate you should vote for. And if you eat the wrong one, you're fucked. Anyways, Spangler chairman and CEO did not say all that. That was my craziness. Anyways, they said in a September 2018 company press release announcing the candy conglomerate had acquired the classic brand. So Spangler, who also owns famous candies like Dum Dums, Lollipops, and Circus Peanuts, acquired both Sweethearts and Nico Wafers.
I see.
And the equipment that makes them, after New England confectionery company Nico declared bankruptcy and closed their Massachusetts factory in July of last year. Before closing their doors, Nico was the country's oldest continuously operating candy company. It's always possible consumers might encounter Nico brand Sweethearts in stores, but they won't be new. But all hope is not lost for lovers of these kinds of sweets. Candy maker Brock sells their own version of Conversation Hearts for those who can't imagine a Valentine's without this style of candy.
I think I got one of those one before. It said on it, "Meet me at the trailer park."
I'm behind the Mustang.
Something like that, yeah.
Just punch it in the nose. Oh, hi, Zell. I'm sorry. Anyways, so, you know, I mean, why not? It's just another moose story. You know, it's the season for moose, right? It's cold.
A lot of moose today, huh?
Right? You don't get moose in Florida, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you get deer in Florida.
Yes, we do. We do.
Yeah, so you get something like a moose, but not quite. Anyways, a Canadian city is taking on a Norwegian city in a battle for the ultimate bragging rights. The world's tallest moose statue.
Oh, Jesus.
Mayor Fraser Tolmie of Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, said his own statue, Mac the Moose, held the record for 31 years until it was taken in 2015 by a silvery statue erected between Oslo and Trondheim.
Oh, God.
The silver statue is less than 12 inches taller than Mac, leading city officials to consider ways of making the statue taller and reclaiming the record. Mac the Moose was named after Les McKenzie, who used to be a former city councilor and who was my wife's great uncle. So, Mac is like family to me. He's like family to everybody of the city of Moose Jaw. He said he's working with Tourism Moose Jaw to consider solutions suggested by the public. People have talked about putting on a hat. People have talked about putting on a hockey stick. Others have said put skates on him. The most popular suggestion, I would say, is probably giving him bigger antlers. A bigger rack. How about a bigger thing? But anyways,
that's at the bottom.
Tommy said, well, I could bolster him up a little bit, you know, that third leg thing. But anyways, Tolmie said a fundraising campaign is underway to hire an engineer to tackle the problem of making Mac taller. Canada's national pride is on the line, and we can't lose it to Norway over a moose, he said. That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crap news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe.
You're so welcome.
Do you want to be part of this disjointed Southern Fried GMO loaded experience? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, rainbow artists seek Grammy glory, the annual Women's March transverses internationalities, and in other news, Lithuania's top court finds residents' rights for same-gender foreign married, but an El Salvador court deals a marriage equality setback. A renewed Chechen purge nets 40 and kills 2. U.S. Christian haters oppose an inclusive anti-lynching bill. And Pence's pout over grade school bias. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyenne Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will be smoggy again in about 4 minutes.
Oh, boy. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED.
Mopping the old-fashioned way can seem like the biggest job in the world. You need Light and Thirsty, the revolutionary new mop from O-Cedar. Light and Thirsty has durable cloth strips that absorb 20% more than ordinary mop strings. It rings out with just a twist and even stands up to machine washing and drying. So if you'd like to cut your mopping chores down to size, get new Light and Thirsty from O-Cedar, the best mop you've ever used, or your money back.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Wahoo! Flying catch!
It's the big new Sidewinder cycle. Your parents put it together, and Sidewinder's got the stunt shifter.
Sidewinder!
With sure grip steering, super sleek styling, and a stunt shifter that can spin you into excitement.
Sidewinder, the wheels twist behind her.
Sidewinder cycle with stunt shifter. New from Tonka.
Darn, my sink trap's clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You know, we've been down there for over a week now in the bunker, and we're starting to look like the clay people. Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, let me tell you about the clay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, only on Cheyenne Radio.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the first taxi service began in New York in 1907? Did you know that the first toothbrush was invented in 1498? And did you know that the first crossword puzzle first appeared in 1913? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
I love chicken, I love it barbecued, I love it fricasseed, I love it fried, I love it broiled and roasted and poached, and in a soup, and in a casserole, and in a pasta. I love chicken.
Yes, I do.
I love you.
Joe Wisdom Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue one of those robotic things.
Sure, shouldn't I?
Welcome back. Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into
That's
Headphone Meditations
bye
with
me.
John.
Happened.
That was the first time I had to use the stop button. Oh my gosh, let's start that over.
Welcome back, Roger here. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, tune into these fine shows we source from our friends at Radio4All.net on Shyampa Radio, Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul All Night Long with Sanguine Fromage. And oh man, be sure you tune into Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. New York time. Be sure to visit shyampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs biatches so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, dude.
Thanks, Roger.
Oh, now he's quiet.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Well, better than Betty trying to barge in on everything.
You got it, Anthony.
Yep, see, there you go. She's always trying to barge in. That's what Betty does. She's a barger.
All right. Fart, fart, fart.
And there just goes Roger. All right. Before we get to my crazy news, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair and 52 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 69%. The dew point is 42 and the visibility is 10 miles. I know, it sounds so much better than what you're dealing with.
My God.
I know, I'm so sorry. If I can give you some of this heat and humidity and send it up that way, I would be more than happy to. Although it's not a lot of heat and humidity to send you because we're kind of in a little bit of a cold
yeah.
spell ourselves. So
you
we're kind
of
limited in what we can deal with. So anyway. And allergies. Allergies are driving me crazy this week. All right. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 46. Tuesday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon. Then it will be mostly sunny with a high near 64. On Tuesday night, will be a 30% chance of showers before 1 in the morning. Partly cloudy with a low around 40. And on Wednesday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Wednesday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 43. And now it's time for some crazy Florida news.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Yeah, we gotta load the script. So let's get that locked in there. And then
loading script.
Fart, fart, fart. Fart, fart, fart.
There you go, Roger. All about gas. Do you got a message? Do we have no we don't have a message. Do you have a message?
No, I got a message.
You got a message.
Oh, I have a code.
You have a code. Oh, special code. Okay. Well, I will go on, and you can look at your special code. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a Florida man who moved into a neighborhood and decided that his neighbors had to go. David, a 58-year-old Florida man, recently moved into a home on Pinehurst Drive in Holiday, Florida, and immediately took up issue with an Iraqi family who had lived in their home for over 3 years next to him. The first incident between David and his neighbors took place last Monday, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, when David threw nails and screws on the road in an attempt to puncture the tires of a relative of the family.
And then
about 5 in the afternoon, 5 p.m. the following Tuesday, a neighbor who was aware of the previous incident witnessed David approach the family's home, yell through the windows, walk around the house, and then walk out the front door. Police were contacted. When a deputy arrived, David was handcuffed and read his rights. David told the deputy that he had entered the home through an unlocked door and exited through the front door and checked the family's mailbox. According to reports, David uttered several statements of his dislike for people of Middle Eastern descent and said that if he couldn't get rid of his neighbors, Trump will handle it. The sheriff said David is being investigated for an earlier incident that took place Monday and said that his agency will also work with the Pinellas Pasco State Attorney's Office and the FBI to see if charges should be escalated under hate crime statutes. Records show David has a history of arrests on charges such as domestic violence, battery, and burglary going back to 1995. He sounds like a real winner there.
Boy. Yeah.
All right. Moves into a neighborhood and then gets all crazy on his neighbors. I know, right? All right. So our next story comes from the Space Coast Daily, and it involves a magnet, some fishing, and an explosive dime at Taco Bell. Yeah, how about that? Let that sit with you for a moment. A Florida Taco Bell was evacuated on Saturday after a man who was magnet fishing found a World War II era grenade and brought it to the restaurant before calling authorities. The man found the grenade while fishing in the Okeechobee, whatever, put it in his trunk and drove to the Taco Bell, according to Ocala police. The police were contacted, and the Taco Bell was evacuated. Gives a whole new meaning of running for the border. The Marion County Sheriff's Office bomb squad confirmed it was an authentic World War II grenade. They removed the explosive and planned to properly dispose of it, Ocala police said. The Taco Bell was reopened to have its own normal bout of explosive whatever you get from a Taco Bell.
That's craziness.
I know, right? Jesus, you find a live grenade. Well, magnet. What the fuck is magnet fishing? Gotta get north of the Mason-Dixon line. Gotta get north of the Mason-Dixon line. Gotta get north of the Mason-Dixon line. Our final story comes from Jacksonville Action News about a woman with a hankering for a Pringle. This is a short one. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office told Action Jax News, or Action News Jax, that around 10:23 p.m. last Monday, a woman agreed to perform a sexual act with a in exchange for $5 and Pringles potato chips.
What the...
God, that's cheaper than dinner and a movie, let me tell you, right?
I mean, don't ask for diamonds or money or anything.
She had a hankering for a Pringle, I guess, and needed $5. Maybe the $5 was for a coat to wash it all down. After the act, the suspect demanded his $5 back and shot her in the shoulder before fleeing the scene on foot, according to the sheriff's office. I know, right? The woman has 9 non-life-threatening injuries, and detectives are investigating the incident. So the poor thing wanted was $5 and some Pringles, and she... Yeah, and then she does it, and then you shoot her in the shoulder, and you run off. I mean, really? Is that how we treat prostitutes these days? That's so sad.
Yeah. Prostitutes with a salt need.
Yeah, right? What the fuck?
Salty prostitutes.
Well, I don't... Yeah, I'm not... I'm sure she probably wasn't bright and crack with $5 and some Pringles, so yeah. I'm sure the poor thing was just hungry.
That Dr. Pepper.
She wanted a Dr. Pepper. Yeah, right?
Pepper.
right? Dr. Pepper.
Pepper and barbecue Pringles.
Dr. Pepper and barbecue Pringles.
Summertime snack.
Is it really? Dr. Pepper and barbecue Pringles. I don't. I can't eat things with Dr. Pepper.
Really?
It's not just weird. Pizza? No. Pizza has to be Coke, like regular soda, like Pepsi, Coke, RC. It doesn't matter what it is, but it's got to be just the regular caramel. It can't be anything flavored. It can't be root beer. It can't be vanilla. Anything. It can't be cream soda. It can't be cherry Coke. Nope. It's got to be regular Coca-Cola.
For me, all it has to be is a fizzy content.
A fizzy
as
content.
As long as it's fizzy.
As long as
the
it's fizzy.
Flavor, yeah. It could be Perrier.
Perrier.
I like
Perrier.
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 All right, well,
that's
it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. If I can find the right fucking cart to press here. Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's us.
Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Uh-huh. Be sure to visit us at shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat, that's chat, 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 chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys. You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony. You got it, Joe.
Poor Betty. Poor Betty.
She's drunk.
She's been doing I think she's been seeing Blue Eye again lately. Yeah. That's how she wrecked the station van. She went to go see Blue Eye at the Take 5 oil change. Got all greasy and slipped right out of her wheels, slipped right out of her hands, and drove into a church. Nuns, children.
Church.
No, oh. No, it was a nuns, and it was children. They were at a PTSD support group. They were traumatized children, and they got traumatized again. Cost us dearly. We have no more insurance. Our insurance dropped us.
If you have a comment or suggestion for the show, give us a call at 813-327-85.
That's why we don't do remote broadcasts anymore. We can't drive the van anymore. No more insurance.
Although, when summertime comes, I would like to investigate the possibility of doing a mobile broadcast.
A mobile broadcast? From where would you do a mobile broadcast?
Perhaps from a busy location, like an actual diner or something. Mm-hmm. Like, go to a diner and just, like, have a meeting.
Or the park, you know.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the goings-ons from the park.
Or the beach. Yes. Ooh, the beach would be nice, nice and warm and sunny and like 85.
So do you imagine bringing out all of your like equipment out to the beach and just like finding like an outlet and running a really long extension cord?
We have a telephone call.
We do have a telephone call. All right, caller, you're on the air. I think it's Ezel. Sounds like Ezel.
Oh, man, this is Ezel.
Hi, Ezel. How's it going?
Hi, Ezel.
Ezel McAdoo. Hi, boys. How you doing? Oh,
we're
man.
Doing pretty good, Ezel. How are you doing?
Oh, man, we're living a Florida lifestyle and loving it, man.
Are you
we're
fantastic?
Oh, man, it's great. But I got a list of things here that the Clay people wanted you to know that they love the Florida lifestyle.
Uh-oh.
Because you know what? When they get out of an elevator and the $5 a gallon perfume makes their eyes water, they love
the rose
it,
water? Yeah, the rose water is bad down here this time of year.
Oh, man, you know, them crazy gay people, they spent $300 on them, you know, the metal detectors, and they found about 50 cents on the beach. So that was a good event.
Really, really? That yeah. And, you know, I was at the beach last weekend, and I saw people. Do you think people get a lot from the metal detectors? Because I saw the couple crazies out there with the metal just walking up and down the beach.
How about by NASA? Like,
we're not by NASA. Casings. That's the other side of the state.
No, but I mean, yeah, but over there.
Well, we only got 50 cents, so I think we kind of at a loss right now.
Kind of at a loss. Do you think there's a lot more treasure over by Cape Canaveral by NASA? Do you think we might pull up a few dead astronauts? There you go. You can wander over there.
You know what? The clay people. You know what happened with the clay people? They went to a 5-star restaurant the other day.
Oh.
They were kind of disappointed because the early bird specials were oatmeal prunes and geritol. with a man and sandwich chaser, man, they were kind of, you know, they were, oh, man, they really.
Welcome to Florida in the wintertime.
Oh, man. But you know what? They love sunbathing with the alligators down there.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Oh, man, they love it. I think they're kind of related to them. But anyway, you know what? These crazy clay people, what they were doing the other day, they went to Walmart. They took off their legs, and they started riding them scooters around the store.
Oh, those things are awesome.
Oh, man, they were just riding. And they moved back. They were riding around, but anyway, you know what? Down in Florida, the best used delivery vehicle is an ambulance. Did you know that?
I guess, maybe. I don't find many used ambulances driving around for sale, you know. School buses seem to be popular down here. School buses and RVs.
I've seen used ambulances here in Chicago.
Have you seen used ambulances in Chicago?
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, in Florida, you know, when you ride your bike down the street and get sideswiped every 10 minutes, this guy's Morgan and Morgan show up all the time.
Oh, yeah, Morgan and Morgan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they're for the people, let me tell you. They'll chase any ambulance driving down the street.
But you know what? It's a lot of fun. No, you know what I like? When it's like today, it was like 50 degrees this morning, and the hot tub outside was filled with a lot of beef, man.
Oh, was it?
Oh, man. Yeah, it looked like beef stew in that hot tub. I'm so... But anyway, boys, I'm going shopping tomorrow, and I'm going to buy me one of them used taco buses. I think them things are fucking cool, man.
There you go. Get yourself a taco bus.
We're going to cruise around in old used taco bus.
But you know, the food trucks are very popular and very hot down here.
Wait a minute,
I know.
I'm confused.
I know.
What are you confused about, Joe? Joe's
Wait,
confused.
I thought a taco bus was just the stand with the umbrella, and you had like the, you not only had the tacos but the corn elotes and all that stuff.
Oh man, what's not in Florida.
No. It's like a bus.
I'm Florida, man. They use an old school bus, man.
They use an old school bus.
Yeah, they sell tacos, but me and the clean people, we're going to sell chia pets out of there, man.
There you go, chia pets.
The Golden Girls chia pet.
Golden Girls chia pet.
I got to put them clean people back to work making chia pets, and I'll talk to you guys later, you know.
All righty, Zal.
Hey, take advice from Evil. Evil, just stay loose, man. Just stay loose. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, Evil.
Alright, we'll see you guys later, man. Have a good Florida lifestyle. And don't freeze your pickle off up there, man.
Yeah, don't freeze your pickle off.
You know, put a double sock over it or something. You know, it'll be up there. Alright.
Wow.
Ooh. They're sweaty and hot. So did the government reboot itself yet?
Yeah, actually, the government's back open for a few more weeks.
Oh, yay. And then they fail again.
Yeah, hopefully we don't go through another shutdown, because that just really sucks for a lot of people.
Did the government shutdown kill Gasparilla?
No, unfortunately not. Gasparilla went on with a vengeance. Oh, so, boy. I mean, if that's your thing, that's great. I don't like that thing.
Yeah.
I just don't
I'm
like...
sure they had food things that might have been interesting.
Oh, yeah, they probably had food things. A lot of liquor. Mostly it's a lot of drinking. It's drinking and beads. Drinking and beads. They throw beads from the float. Yeah, it's a parade. The floats go down. They throw beads. You get drunk. Not really my idea of excitement. No, maybe in my younger years, but nowadays, I want a little bit more than that. You still wearing tracksuits, Joe?
Yes.
Good
As
for
a
you.
Matter of fact, I've been wearing the tracksuit over my regular clothes to add insulation layers.
People are going to start mistaking you for a homeless
no,
man.
No, for tomorrow? Oh, you should see me. I wear like two hats plus like a pullover earmuff and...
Oh, I imagine. That's the only thing you can do. Yeah, it's like fucking cold as hell out.
Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing three hoodies on Wednesday.
Oh, Jesus.
I may have to go and assist with the delivery because that happens whether it's cold or not.
This is true.
So... Yeah, a lot of places are going to be closed on Wednesday for sure.
That's what I've heard.
A lot of places will still probably be closed or do a late start on Thursday because it's going to be really, really cold. And I, folks, I can't stress like how much you need to bundle up. And also drink a lot of water, too. I know the ugly lights are coming on, but drink a lot of water because it's dry and that'll sap your energy really quick if it's that cold and you're trying to...
Yeah, well, yeah, most definitely. All right, folks. As Joe said, the LED lights are coming on, and the cat in the control room looks very, very, very angry. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on Cheyampa Radio. Remember, all times New York time. Be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, Sundays at noon, and then another recast on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Remember, all times New York time.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. I think the selection has been pretty good on it. I mean, there's a few shows that run frequently, but for the most part, it's pretty decent.
These shows in these people's cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit, which is good. We like weird shit. So then on your way home, you can catch traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off some obscure shit, combines it with his crazy brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Remember, watch your step. This season, there's moose poop somewhere. Watch, which somehow in my crazy world means I'm in programming Technique U audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Cheyampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Cheyampa Radio. Visit CHIAMPA.org. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more. That's CHIAMPA.org. I think we've lost that. We've lost some of the repetitiveness, and we've lost some of the jingleness, and some of the... Yes.
No. If we just spend too much time doing jingleness, then we just...
But every once in a while.
I guess everyone's, but the national anthem is playing now, so we got like 30 seconds before I got to take us out. Yeah.
That's a jingle, too.
That is a jingle.
Wow. It's been a lovely night.
It has been. Episode 164 is in the can, almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Wow. 164 episodes. Who would have thought?
Well, and you know, the thing is, we're always trying to perfect, and sometimes we have mistakes, and that's all right. But we get cool equipment, we get better sounding equipment, we learn things.
Exactly.
We find crazy stories, and we talk about some of the craziest shit.
We
on
hope
a planet that's not politics.
Yes, we try to avoid politics as much as possible, exactly. Folks. And we hope you enjoy our show. Feel free to call us and give us suggestions, Chiampa.org. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog at Chiampa.info. Remember, folks, when there's a lot of moosing going around because your sweetheart's grenade went missing after there was an explosion of the potato sacks at the Taco Bell on the border. What the fuck does that mean? Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an O for Orgasm.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.